विद्यते हृदय ग्रंथि,
विद्यते हृदय ग्रंथि,
चिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयाः,
चिद्यन्ते सर्व संशयाः,
क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि,
क्षीयन्ते चास्य कर्माणि,
तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे,
तस्मिन् दृष्टे परावरे.
This is after explaining that a person will be, once the Dehabhimanam goes, then he knows, and then he knows the Paramatman or Vijnanam happens, then wherever the mind goes, there that becomes an object of contemplation, object of samadhi. So here he speaks about what is the phalam, what happens when a person knows one's own self as Paramatma. So tasmin drishte para avare, so in that state, when a person sees the ultimate or supreme self in one's own self, or both as same, there vidyate hriday granti, the knots of the heart are broken. Chidyante sarva samshayaha, all doubts vanish. So it's not vanished, chidyante means it's like blasted or something. So all doubts also vanish. Kshiyante cha asya karmani. Asya karmani, his actions and their fruits get reduced. So the bondage of action gets reduced. So it is kshiyante. It is not completely gone because of prarabdha karma. So prarabdha karma still stays. That's why the word used is kshiyante. It's not that it is totally removed, but it's reduced. So prarabdha karma still remains for the body, not for the self anyway. So this is from Mundaka Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, and many other Upanishad, this statement comes. So hriday granti, so three steps are there when a person realizes. So one is vidyate hriday granti, the knots of the heart are removed. It is these knots, it's called granti or knot because it binds the person, it binds the self to all the illusory things, starting from body, mind, everything. So bondage is because of these knots. These knots are not gross, but it is subtle knots. So it is sushma. So these subtle knots are those that bind the self into thinking that it is limited, it is bonded, and makes him enjoy, suffer, everything. So those are that's the hriday granthis. So hriday granthis are not gross, but they are subtle. So it is this subtle thing that binds, can say that binds the self or atman or antaryami with the body, mind, and other things. So the first step of this binding starts with ignorance. So with ignorance, a person thinks that he is limited. So limitation is caused because of ignorance. So ignorance causes limitation. So the Kotastha, who is Brahman, thinks that he is limited. Once this limitation thought comes in, then the reflection is automatically created. Unless there is a pot, there cannot be any reflection. The moment the pot comes, it's not valid in the case of pot. So in the case of water, as long as water is not there, there cannot be any reflection of sun. But the moment water comes, then reflection automatically is created. So when ignorance comes, ignorance starts, limitation is assumed and like superimposed on the self, and the self thinks that he is a reflection. What is the thought that I am reflection? Reflection gets really affected or attached to things. So the reflection of sun in water is affected by the state of water. So if there is dirt, sun seems to be dirty. If there is vibration or if there is turbulence in the water, then sun also seems to be shaking. So with limitation, ignorance With ignorance comes limitation. With limitation comes the thought that I am affected. So, the Kotastha Atman, who is Nirgunam and who is Anandarupam, thinks that I am getting attached. I am attached, not I am getting. I am attached and I am affected by situations. Affected by the state of the mind, affected by the state of the body, affected by the state of the world. So ignorance causes limitation, which in turn causes reflection to be created, which in turn means that person thinks that he is affected by it. And this, since he thinks that he is affected by it, he wants to come out of it. That is a desire. So kamam starts. So the main kamam, or all desire that we have, is towards perfection, is towards getting bliss. So that is the kamam. Any kamam, any sensual pleasure, or any pleasure for that matter, is expecting the fruit of anandam. So that's how kamam starts. So once desire is there, then it becomes, it's converted into action at the gross level or subtle level. So those are the three knots of the heart. So hridayam here means self. So that knot which binds the self into thinking that it is getting attached, affected, limited, everything. So the first is ignorance. It is in, it's generally considered to be in the Ajna Chakram, and it's called Rudra Granthi, Rudra, denoting the place of Rudra, or that part. And then the next is and the next is Hridayam. In the Hridayam, that Granthi is called Vishnu Granthi, which denotes desire. And then in the Mooladharam, that is the Brahma Granthi, which denotes action. So all these, when a person realizes his very nature to be Paramatman or blissful Anandarupam, then he knows that he is not affected by things. So as long as a person is not affected, then there is no sorrow. As long as there is no sorrow, there cannot be any desire or actions. So actions cannot be performed because there is no desire. Desire is not there because there is no suffering. There is no suffering because the person realizes his nature of anandam. So all the three knots of the heart are removed. So here it is bidyate. So if it was multiple granthis, then it should have been bidyante. So it is just bidyate. I don't know, maybe grammar rule for bidyate is just bidyate, I am not sure. If it's not bidyante, so it can mean that just one knot, which there is only one knot which is ignorant, it binds. Unlike the Shakta system, which says about three knots, Vedanta maybe accepts, here it's accepted only one knot. Okay. And chidyante sarva samshayaha, all doubts vanish. Doubts are there only when you need something, you have to know something. When you either don't know something or you know partially, then doubts are there. If you know something perfectly, then there cannot be any doubt. And there is no scope for doubt in such a seeker, such a person, because he knows that there is only one thing. So only when duality is assumed, you can have doubts, because only through duality you will want to know things. You will have ignorance of things, and therefore you will want to know things, therefore doubts will start. So there is no scope of doubt in any form.
Okay.
Any scriptural doubt or material doubt or any doubt will not be there in the mind of such a person. So they maybe, like, such a person still has doubts about things in the world. He behaves as if he is doubtful, but that is only at the empirical level. He knows that there is no doubt in his mind about the real state. And therefore karma, the bondage of karma, or it gets reduced. So this is only because prarabdha karma still seems to be there because of the body. Therefore karma is there, but it doesn't affect him.
Okay.
So but prarabdha karma is only for the body, not for the self. For such a person, he is a self, he is not the body. Therefore body's karma is not his karma. Therefore it doesn't affect him. So karma will still give fruit, That's because karma is only gives fruit on not for the self, but only for the body, mind or intellect.
Okay.
So that will still be there, but it gets reduced because he is not affected by it. So karma will still go on, but he will not be affected by it. So that is the state of such a person when he realizes the self, then he is not affected by activities. So first, there is no the knots of the heart are broken, and then all doubts vanish, and then karmas also don't affect him.
Okay.
I will continue tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, then Hari, one second.